Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Number one, how do you tap into the realm of creativity? Here's the on-ramp. It's dreams. Now, of course, I'm speaking to dreamers. I'm speaking to prophetic dreamers. I'm speaking to Doug Addison's partners. And Doug is a premier dreamer and dream interpreter. Like my wife, he has constant revelation flowing into him through dreams. But pay attention. God is the one who puts dreams in our spirit. Secondly, your delights. What is your delight? What do you really want to do? Follow your God-given passion, and it'll take you to the other side of the rainbow. If you delight in the Word of God, the promises are success, prosperity, and incredible fruit. Delight yourself in Him, and He's going to delight in you. So I've always had a delight in the Bible. I memorized the book of Ephesians, 1 John, Philippians, Romans, Hebrews. I ended up in the first 2 years of my salvation, I'd memorized 17 books of the Bible. And you got to realize I was totally burnt out on LSD. The fact that I could even complete a sentence was a miracle. And I didn't know God had wired me for this, that I had the ability to memorize and to put scripture into my heart. And of course, I was legalistic, self-righteous. I needed to learn to love like every newlywed husband. But he turned my water into wine. And the word has become so rich and such a treasure to me. And I guess God knows that. He made me that way. And now I get to translate the Bible. I'm in 1 Samuel chapter 10, and Saul's coming down the mountain prophesying in an ecstatic realm with all the other prophets. And oh, whoo, I feel like I'm translated back in time, and I see some of these things in my mind as I'm translating. I'm there. I can't explain it, but I'm there. So the discovery of your delight is a key, a master key to creativity. Don't push it away. What is it? Our dreams, our delights. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Our difficulties. Are gateways into creativity. Boy, you're going to expect me to explain that, aren't you? One of the most amazing discoveries I have made as a Bible translator. People ask me all the time, give me one of the top things you've learned. Here's probably number one. The word creativity is found in Genesis, in creation itself. The Hebrew word creativity is the same word as the Hebrew word for pain. Pain and creativity are linked in the spirit realm. Some of the most creative masterpieces have come out of the most difficult traumas. Your trauma is a gateway to creativity. I'm going to park here until you get this, because you're not going to waste one tear. You're not going to waste one sorrow. God is not going to let you waste a time of grief or sorrow or pain or trauma, abuse, rejection, manipulation, all the things that come at us in life that have marked you. God is not going to let any one of those things be wasted. He's called the Redeemer, and He's going to redeem every trauma in your life and turn it into creativity if you will let Him. Now, what about the pain Jesus experienced? Did that birth creativity? Did that birth something? Well, yeah, blood and water came from His side. That comes with childbirth. He gave birth to the heavenly Eve through his pain. So the first mention of pain in the Bible is with Eve, and God says that he will increase the pain of childbearing. He'll increase the pain in childbirth. Isn't it interesting that moms, you give birth, you're creating a life. You're actually creating with God, giving birth to that beautiful child of yours or children that you have. And it all came out of pain. And so pain in the spirit realm becomes a fast track. You know, you go to Disney, you want to get the fast speed pass, right? It's the speed pass into the realm of creativity.
So I've been talking about Linda and I needing a much needed time off and sabbatical. We're raising finances right now. We're raising up people to pray. Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you'll see the partner program and the things. You can just donate any amount, actually. Consider, pray about it. Consider giving. We really do need the financial breakthrough right now. And if you go there, you'll see that we have a program going so that InLight Connection will not close. We want to raise up the partner program that will get people to be giving. But we have a monthly mentoring session that's already going. And even if I'm not on there, there have been some amazing speakers already. Brian Simmons, there's just been some powerful work. We have some people coming up that would just really blow you away. Right now, in this time, first of all, pray and ask the Lord. It doesn't have to be any specific amount, but we're trying to raise up 1,000 people to give $55 a month or any amount. And you can become part of the partner program or giving any amount. That would be great.